So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guests are so inspirational in their beingness. They have a kindness about them. And it's really hard to explain. So I'm going to just introduce them. I have with me Brett Roche and Georgia Watson. Welcome.
Hey, Erica. Awesome. Thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah, I was just looking at, you know, I even see the word kindness in your bio. And I want to just ask you, like, that whole thing of being in kindness and being in business, it seems like sometimes they get kind of divorced. And what can you say about, like, bringing that together?
Yeah, well, most people believe that if you are kind, then you're going to be stepped on, that you're going to be discarded, that you're going to be dismissed. And while people will still discard you, dismiss you, and try to step on you, when you're being actually kind to yourself in business and with you and with the business that you're creating, you actually also allow yourself to have the potency of you. So you can say no to certain things. You can say, I don't like when you do that. Can you do something different? And it's not being mean to the other person. It's actually being kind to you.
Love it. Thank you so much for that. So tell me when you had kind of a life-changing or game-changing moment that kind of got you more into this light work, this sort of teaching consciousness. What was it that kind of shifted in your world and brought you more into that?
Well, I was having a lot of weird issues with my body, actually. I had been sick for about a year with all these different environmental and chemical sensitivities. I couldn't go outside without wearing like a respirator mask thing. And I was doing all sorts of like oxygen therapy and all sorts of saunas and treatments and this doctor and that doctor and the other doctor.
Oh my.
Yeah. So it finally got to the point where I just didn't want to live that way anymore. All the doctors told me I would just have to get used to living that way, living with these sensitivities,
right?
Living with this illness. And eventually I was just like, you know what? There's got to be something different. And from that moment, I found this lady who did some energetic work, and we started working together, and I just had this total download, like throughout my world, throughout my body, of all of this energy and information. And I just went like, whoa, really? Like, this is what's possible?
Oh my gosh. I can feel the expansion even as you describe it to me. And you know, having seen you in Georgia together, I haven't really noticed that you, I mean, didn't you guys just travel like to Africa?
Yeah, we travel a lot.
So I can't leave the house to, I got to go to Africa.
Yeah, that was my second time in Africa.
Brett was the author, number one international best-selling author in the new book, Relationships Done Easy. And so that was one of the reasons we invited Georgia to come on the show with us today, because he's actually written in the book about relationships. And, you know, for me, it's just never really been that easy to have a relationship like with a partner. So maybe just share some of the key things that showed up for you when you were creating this chapter.
Yeah, well, with the chapter, it's called The List, and it's actually the main tool that I used to actually bring Georgia into my life to pull her in. And from there, I've actually used this tool. It's actually about like looking at the energy you'd like to have in your future and what you'd actually like to create, like literally all the different energies. And so we've actually used that together to create our relationship and everything that comes into our lives, and looking at like, all right, what would I really like to create here? And getting all those different energies like happiness, joy, peace, expansion, something that would be fun and contribute to nurturing my body. or our bodies, and we just start asking for those things and they start showing up as if by magic.
Wow. And I remember when first meeting you, you seemed so different than other guys, and I was really curious about you. And you mentioned like pulling me to you, and I do remember that sort of energy of being like curious about you, but in a totally different way. It wasn't like seeing you across the room and knowing that you were the one. It was more like, oh, I wonder what this person's about. And so as we got to know each other, and it was during a class, an Access Consciousness class, one thing I really remember about you is I instantly felt safe, and I kept almost like waiting for that moment where I was like, oh, this guy's going to push things farther than I want to go, and I'm going to feel uncomfortable. And like, I was just like bracing myself because that's how I'd felt around every other guy up until that point. And you were just being, and it was kind of like I could join you or not, and it was fine with you. And that level of choice, it doesn't really happen much in this world. And so, I mean, and you're like that in relationship now. It's like, oh, well, you know, we can do this or not. Like, you just have so much space and choice in your world. And that's one thing I really appreciate about how you be in the world.
You know, I think that's an excellent example. First of all, when you're asking for the list, like, I didn't hear you say like, well, you know, I want them to be under 5'2". And you know, they better be from Canada. And if they didn't get an advanced degree, and you know, like I hear the way people sometimes describe their list, and it just like makes me laugh because I think it's actually shifting into this conclusion sense of almost like locking out possibility. The way you described it was really different. So maybe just help us point out the differences between the list and then the list.
Yeah. A lot of people have a list, and if everyone checks off all the different boxes of all these different very specific things, then that's the one. Right. With the list I'm talking about, you're actually writing down a list of all the qualities you would like for this person to have, like all the things that are valuable to them, how they move through the world and what they'll contribute to you, and all the things that you don't desire. Like if they're going to nag you, you'd put that on your don't desire list. And this actually pulls someone to you who is actually greater than you thought possible. Because all those things like 5'2", blah, 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 like all that stuff are the conclusions of, or the image of what you decided you should have, rather than asking for something that's greater than you ever thought possible.
Wow, I love that. What a shift. Jordan, how much fun was that for you to start getting in a relationship with someone that was kind of coming from that place of energy?
Well, it was really different. I wouldn't say that it was necessarily comfortable at the beginning, because I knew how to like guard myself and protect myself in situations where someone was looking for a specific thing from me. And I guess at first it was like all this stuff coming up that I ended up like clearing and using some tools from Access Consciousness to go beyond. Because to me, I always knew that a different kind of relationship was possible. Like I remember being a small child and looking around and seeing like, I wouldn't be a part of that marriage. I wouldn't want to be a part of that marriage. I wouldn't want to be a part of that relationship. Right. So it really is like daily we forge something that hasn't existed previously.
Wow.
So there's constant creation, and no, it's not always comfortable, but I would say that it's really actually, even in the intense times, very fun. Wow. Creative.
Well, thank you guys both so much for coming. If you don't have the book yet, it's called Relationships Done Easy, and Brett Richey's chapter is called The List. And how can we find you? How can we connect with you more?
The easiest place is actually on the Access Consciousness website. You just search for my name, Richey, and I am a certified facilitator, and you'll find other ways to contact me there.
Yeah. Okay. Brett, I'm going to have you say that one more time, that whole sentence. We had a skip. So I'm going to say, okay. So I'm just going to pause for like a second so my sound guy gets it. And then I'm going to ask you that again. And just say the whole thing again because it cut half of you out.
You can add your email too if you want. But no, in whatever.
Okay.
All right. Oh, so Brett, so how can we find you? How can we work with you more?
Well, probably the easiest way is going to the Access Consciousness website, accessconsciousness.com, and just search for my name in there and you'll find me. and you'll see if I have any classes going on, and you'll find other ways to email and get in touch with me there too.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you, Georgia. Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks for doing this.